French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is French fries. When folks get the food they have ordered at a restaurant, and it is accompanied by a side of French fries, I'd lay heavy odds that the very first thing that is touched, tasted, sampled, eaten, and enjoyed will be the fries. It is a lock. I've seen it time and time again. Golden, crispy, ever so slightly salted French fries tempt us in ways that a Proustian cookie could never outdo. Dunked into ketchup like many, mustard like some, or au naturel, all sublime. It is unlikely that any of us can remember our very first handful of French fries. Our memory banks become flooded considering the myriad times we have had them and loved them. The place settings can vary widely. That is because French fries fit into our lives whether we are eating at the Ritz with filet mignon or on a picnic bench eating burgers. Oh, the containers change. You might have an elegant linen napkin nestling them in a high-toned place, or a telltale red box at a drive-in billions swear by. Did you know McDonald's flavors them with what they call natural beef flavor? Vegetarians, take heed. Oh, by the way, they are not called French fries because the French invented them. Nearby Belgium likely holds that claim. Some say they are called French fries because to French something is to cut it into thin slices. Others believe it has to do with the love American soldiers found for them during World War II and, upon returning home, referred to them in that way. The French themselves don't call their fries French. They call them frites. By any other name, they vary in characteristics. Steak fries have a creaminess in the middle, while the skinny shoestrings are all about crispiness. The refined pommes soufflées are a masterful technical marvel, but they are so challenging to make correctly, they don't capture our collective attention. Have you stood over a deep fat fryer when a load of frozen French fries hits the hot oil? Maybe not. But I can tell you it is a violent form of cooking. The water within the potatoes makes war upon the oil, but it is futile. The water is released in the process of cooking, which allows for the starches, of which the potatoes are 20% comprised of, well, those starch molecules expand. French fries conquer every other form of potato in the lusted for category for the simple reason that we, at some level, feel that they are bad for us. And that is the good part. We Homo sapiens are funny creatures. Who doesn't adore a proper baked potato? Chips are loved, but they lack the thrill of making us wait to eat them until they have cooled just enough to not burn us. Fries tease and taunt us to wait. Potato salads are nice. We have them at church socials. They are almost sanctified. Mashed potatoes are nearly as indulgent, but they are not fried, dear listeners, and that deep frying is the getaway car from any pretense of being a guiltless pleasure. So bad, so good. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Oh, if French fries were fat-free, and you still